Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Pedophiles are putting themselves under the LGBT umbrella in an attempt to rebrand themselves, and the bill, the Equality Act, will help them accomplish that goal. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, as you know, following this program, the U.S. House overwhelmingly passed H.R. 5, misnamed the Equality Act. This particular bill now moves over to the U.S. Senate, and we encourage you to make your voice known, both in calling your senators and also Senator Lindsey Graham, who's head of the Judiciary Committee, and also the President of the Senate, Mitch McConnell. This bill is a huge threat to religious freedom, to family, to privacy, to women's rights, privacy and decency, and even to the sanctity of human life. But this bill would also help a certain group accomplish its goal, Matt, and that is pedophiles. That's right, pedophiles, because they are trying to convince people that, quote, sexual orientation or gender identity, if you will, is something that also includes pedophilia, what they call minor attracted persons. And you have a little bit of knowledge about that because you attended a conference in which that very issue was put front and center.
That's right. In Baltimore a few years back, Dr. Judith Reisman and myself attended a conference called Before You Act, and it was a group of pedophiles, and it, along with academics, world-renowned professionals that
they had PhDs. They're teaching at reputable universities across the country.
But they're pedophiles?
Well, yeah, they're advocating it, and who knows, some of them are.
Yeah, Dr. Fred Berlin was the keynote speaker with Johns Hopkins University, and he started this conference, and they knew we were there, and yet it was still unbelievable what they admitted in front of us. He said, "I want to completely support the goal of Before You Act." That was Dr. Fred Berlin of Johns Hopkins. And there's a movement, as you point out, to add P to the alphabet soup of the LGBTQ P. And they're even trying to push legislation to lower the age of consent and so forth. And some of the things that were said there were just unbelievable. One of the speakers said that pedophiles are unfairly stigmatized and demonized.
Oh, my goodness.
By society. It's a vice-laden diagnostic criteria that they use with pedophilia and a cultural baggage of wrongfulness that is associated with child rape, because that's what we're talking about here.
You're molesting children.
Well,
there
and
is
it
a
goes
problem.
Back to Alfred Kinsey with his book in 1948, right. Sexuality in the Human Male, and 53, Sexuality in the Human Female. And his point that he tried to push was that you're sexual beings from birth, and
exactly.
That any form of restriction on human sexuality is, quote, harmful, close quote. So you have to engage in all kinds of sexual activity because that is helpful, and any kind of moral restriction, any kind of parameter of that is wrong, that is harmful. And so this is where this idea is rooted, that sex with children is not harmful, it's actually helpful. And so they're trying to argue, Matt, using the term minor attracted persons, that it's just one of the many orientations included in, quote, sexual orientation.
That's right. And most of the speakers at this conference were self-identified homosexuals that were minor attracted persons. So they're homosexual predators. One of them said, this is a quote, "Children are not inherently unable to consent to sex with an adult." And they said that in Western culture, sex is taken too seriously. And one of them talked about the ages of consent being about 10 or 12 in Europe, and that we need to adopt at least as a first step the age of consent, removing or lowering the age of consent to 10 or 12 years old. I mean, it was unbelievable. I could not believe what I was hearing. And one thing that I took away that was very interesting was Dr. Fred Berlin acknowledged that it was not science, it was political activism, similar to what we were witnessing at this conference, that this was the reason, quote, homosexuality was taken out of the DSM, the Diagnostic Statistical Manual, is that people didn't want the government in the bedroom, he said. So it had nothing to do with science, it had to do with political activism, and now the political activists are trying to legitimize and legalize, you got it, pedophilia.
Well, you see that happen in our culture with different kinds of sexual perversion. You know, we tolerate it, then we accept it, then we embrace it, then we legalize it.
Well, you know, when you read about the stories of Sodom and Gomorrah, all kinds of sexual immorality were taking place there. And
right.
You're seeing the seeds of that here, moving toward that direction. And not only moving in that direction, but also passing laws that protect that kind of perversion. And H.R. 5, now S-788, which is the Senate bill version of the Equality Act, would do just that. Now, it doesn't say, quote, pedophilia, but it uses the term, quote, sexual orientation and,
right.
quote, gender identity. And within those terms, that is where they want to come under that umbrella to say, well, who's to say that sexual orientation just includes someone's attraction to a person of the same sex or to both sexes? L, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender. Who's to say that it's limited? This is just another form of sexual attraction.
Minor attracted persons, they call it. And they call it intergenerational sex. So
yeah.
they're the euphemistic language they use to try to soften it. It's satanic is what it is.
It really is. And it's definitely harmful to children to have children. Because what you're going to do is you're going to, and we're seeing this happening now, children exposed to this kind of insanity. Frankly, we are dealing with a case right now. It's a teacher, kindergarten teacher, and it is in the state of Wisconsin. And this teacher is a man, but wants to be referred to not as Mr., not as Ms. or Mrs., but as Mix, MX. What's that? He says that he has both male and feminine characteristics, so he's both man and woman at the same time. And so he showed a video unknown to the parents without their consent, caused them lots of angst when they found out about it and their children came home crying, showed a video of a woman who came out and she wants to be referred to as MX. She's both male and female in her world. And so he is now Mix to these kindergarten children, and he showed it to the entire kindergarten group of children in the entire school without them knowing about it. And he's now writing some material about him, quote, coming out as Mix, that he's a mixture. It's all part of this sexual orientation thing. That's just his, quote, orientation. Well, you know what? That's just perversion.
Right.
It's harmful. To put that on the children, especially in this particular situation, when the parents have to consent to any kind of sex ed, if you will, in the school, and they didn't follow those rules, you put H.R. 5 and you pass it on the U.S. Senate side, and what we're talking about, pedophilia becoming protected, this other kind of nonsense in the school becoming protected, because what will happen is the kids in the school will learn about sex with themselves, sex with adults, and it's no big deal. So they're going to be grooming our kids. That's why I have said this is the greatest threat coming out of Congress I've ever seen. It's a five-alarm fire, and you need to make your word known. You need to act on it. Pray is certainly the primary thing we want you to do. But we also want you to do more than just pray. You can do something. You can go to the Liberty Council website, lc.org, click on that icon at the top regarding HR5, or go to lc.org/HR5, / hr5lc.org/hr5. Sign the petition. We want to deliver tens of thousands of these to critical people in the Senate to kill that bill, to kill the bill. And I think we can do it if we work together. Pray and act. Get your friends involved. Let your people know. There's a lot of people, unfortunately, even in the Christian community, that still don't know about this law. Let them know and point them to lc.org/HR5. Act before it's too late.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776.